taking some time now to drop into the body in your chosen posture for the body scan. And just feel the body sitting or lying down. Feel the touch points. And allow yourself some nice full breaths. And on the exhale, let's just make that sound of relaxation. So breathing in fully. Let's do that again. And one more time. And as you're ready, just letting the body settle, letting the breathing settle. Give yourself a little soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere, and let the soothing touch be a reminder to open with compassion, with kindness, along with curiosity, with this body scan. Letting soothing touch help you throughout the practice as you would like. And for now, letting your hands rest back on your lap, at your side, whatever you need. So this practice will be a compassionate, playful body scan. So yes, we'll be bringing compassion to the body. We'll be opening into awareness as we notice difficulties. We'll have elements of gratitude. So those two pieces for sure to engage with. And we'll add in the additional piece of play, playfulness. And so let's see how that goes. So letting go of the breath and gently letting attention drop all the way down your body into your toes. And can you give your toes a little wiggle as a way to connect with the sensations there? Feeling a little movement, a little wiggle in your toes. And see if you can move your feet even a little more. Tap them, move them side to side, in and out. And explore the sensations in your feet in a playful manner. Appreciating that even when we may have difficulties with our feet, there's still so much we can feel there. Can we feel our feet wiggle our toes as if we've never done it before? Much like a child would, so fascinated by their feet. Now let's let our attention move up into the ankles, shins, and calves. And allow yourself to flex and point your ankles. And just noticing how this all works. You can do it slowly. You can do it quickly and playfully, giving your lower legs a bit of a wiggle. And then take some time to feel your knees. And again, bringing compassion to the knees as we sense into them what's here. Maybe soothing touch. And notice a little bit of movement there. Feeling the hinge. As if you've never moved your knees before. Marveling at how they know what to do, even if they are a little stiff with the difficulties of life and aging. They've been working hard for us. Let's come now into the thighs and the hip joints. And again, feeling free to give a little movement here. What can you notice? And then feeling the breath all the way down to your toes. Possibly with a bit of movement. And feeling your legs and your feet and your toes with wonder, the way a young child, a baby even, would feel them. Now, if you're lying down, you may find it helpful to flex your hips and your knees into a little bit of a baby pose and just see how that feels. And a couple more breaths all the way down to the toes. And releasing the lower extremities on the exhale, let's feel our fingers. Can you wiggle your fingers? Your thumbs? Feeling into them. And the palms of the hands. What can you notice here? Softness, temperature, possibly even using one hand to feel the other hand and sensing the bones in the backs of the hands. Maybe a bit of soothing touch, massage here. Maybe they really need a wiggle. And then letting your awareness come into the forearms and elbow joints. And again, engage, if you will, with a bit of movement. The elbows, the wrists. Explore what they're able to do. Possibly using your hands to feel the tips of the elbows as if you've never felt them before. feeling how pointy they are. Inside the elbows, feeling perhaps with your thumbs. Oh, and here it's soft, but there are some harder parts to notice. And then letting the attention move up the arms, the upper arms, the shoulder joints, feeling into them. And just allow yourself to give them a bit of movement, a little rolling one way, then the other. Noticing what happens with that. Bringing kindly, soothing touch to any part as we go along, even as we appreciate all these incredible movements of the body, all these amazing joints and parts. And let's try breathing all the way through the arms to the fingertips. What can you feel now? Really noticing the energy, the aliveness that's there in the upper extremities and especially through the hands. They are tingling with life, pulsing. And taking a breath all the way down to the fingertips. And then let's let go of the upper extremities. And let's come to our bottoms. Now, if you're sitting, you'll feel the pressure. If you're lying down, you'll feel a bit of pressure too. But either way, notice the softness of that cushion, of your bum, and even give your bum a little bounce. Can you bounce your bottom? And notice how it holds you, along with the sitting bones. Such a good chair. Such a good cushion. Feeling the whole of the pelvic region. Let's come to the belly now. And what can you feel here? Can you feel your belly button? Can you find it? Explore and play with the belly, just as a child would. Can you stick your belly out really far, as hard as you can, and then suck it back into the spine? Making yourself super skinny, and then stick it out again, and in, and just feel the belly. Now let's let our awareness travel through the belly to the back, down to the tailbone. And feeling all along the length of the spine. And so with the spine, it curves all the way through the back. There are gentle curves. And it's a little bit like a snake. Can you feel the snakiness of the spine all the way up from your tailbone to the nape of your neck? Can you feel how the back is moving when you breathe? And you might care to exaggerate that. Maybe take some fuller breaths and feel how the ribs move. We can feel the muscles, and maybe some of them are sore. We might give them a bit of massage. We might give the back a bit of a wiggle. Move it side to side, front and back, arching back. What do you need? Let your awareness continue to move up the back and come to the shoulder blades. Now, the shoulder blades are our little bird wings. Can you feel how they flap as we breathe? Up and out, down and in. So along with this snake inside of us, we've got a bird. And then let your awareness come into the shoulder muscles and the back of the neck. And again, maybe they need a little wiggle, a little roll. Can you tend to them compassionately and playfully, bringing a kindly awareness to whatever you're experiencing? Little massage, maybe, the shoulders, the back of the neck. Maybe your neck needs to move a little. The child would bring an ear all the way down to a shoulder and then laugh, and then to the other shoulder and then laugh. How clever am I? How clever is this body? And we can approximate some of this. Now let's let our attention move into the chest region. Can you be very, very still now and feel your heart beating? Maybe, maybe not. It's okay. You can certainly feel the lungs. The movement of air in the chest, sensations in the chest wall. Can you try taking a really big breath and then hold it for a moment and puff your chest out and then release it, release it, release it, all the way down till there's absolutely no air left in your chest. And and you might care to try that again, or just breathe normally and feel the chest. Bringing soothing touch to chest, to belly, to anywhere, as you notice it needs attention. Now let's feel into the neck. So at the front of the neck, this is the magical neck. We can feel the muscles. We might give them a little massage. We're aware of the vocal cords for talking and laughing and singing. And we can feel some cartilage there. And we know there's the esophagus for the food, the trachea for the air. So this is a very busy area. And then, of course, we've got great blood vessels and the spine at the back. This is a traffic jam place in the body. Very busy. And let's feel the breath. Let it inform our sensations from the neck all the way down to the tailbone, pelvic region. And then we'll release that and bring our attention into the face and head. And there's lots of amazing stuff here. So we can feel our chin and our jaw. And we can open and close the jaw. And feel our teeth. Maybe even let them clack. And we've got another little snake in us. That's our tongue. Let it wiggle around. And feeling the mouth, the lips. And playing with them. Maybe pursing them. Maybe a big smile. If you were a child, you would make all kinds of funny faces with your lips. Bar your teeth. Growl like a bear. And feeling the nose and the passage of air. And notice how you can move your nostrils. You can flare them. And feeling your cheeks and your cheekbones. And again, let yourself play with the face. Move the facial muscles. Make a Lucy face. And so cool, we can breathe through our mouths, our noses, we can smell, we can taste, we can talk, we can sing, we can laugh. And we can see, maybe even letting the eyes open for a moment and seeing the colors, seeing the shapes, the textures of life. And feeling around the eyes And sometimes they get tense with stress. Same too in the forehead. Allow yourself to just play with these muscles of the eyes and the forehead, raising your eyebrows, rolling your eyes. Rolling the eyes, perfected by the teenager. Can we find it again? And then letting your attention move over the top of your head and feel your scalp and your hair. And how it's keeping you warm to some degree. And some of us more than others. Regardless, the scalp is protecting the cranium, that's protecting the brain, our master computers. And let's not forget the ears. So can you feel your ears? Some can wiggle their ears. Can you wiggle your ears? And certainly we all can hear to some degree or another, most of us, not all of course. Can you hear this? Can you hear this? And now let's breathe in and out of face and head, feeling it all together, connecting with the rest of the body through the breathing. So breathing in face and head and down the neck to the fingertips. Through the torso to the pelvis. And down your legs to your toes, the toes that we began with wiggling. And maybe they need a little wiggle again. And feeling breath and body as a whole. And noticing if a spirit of playfulness, how it may have affected your awareness, your capacity for kindness for the body, enjoyment. And so this might be a practice to revisit, to keep that spirit of play and embodiment alive. Especially at this season. Let's listen to the bells now to finish.